Hi, this is Maggie. I'm going to be discussing the passage that I read from Ann Tyler's Digging to America. The passage was the bottom of page 91 to the top of page 94. Within this passage, there are two characters talking, and Sammy is remembering this conversation that he has had with his mother, Miriam. He lists concerns that he has about adopting a child from Korea. He says five specific concerns. One is that children don't always turn out well. Two, that you can't return an adopted child. Three, that the child will look foreign. Four, that it will be obvious that Sammy and Ziba aren't the true parents of the child. And five, a much more subtle reason that only Miriam picks up on, that he might not love this child. Miriam's answers are amusing because Sammy doesn't recognize the irony in talking to his mother about adopting a child. When he lists things that he is afraid of, she answers him with things that might have happened with him. She says in the middle of page 92, "Or worse," his mother said, "traits in yourself that you've always disliked. That happens too, on occasion." You can hear the little bit of edge in her voice, especially when Sammy in the next paragraph is thinking aloud, "It did? He decided not to pursue this." He says to his mother that he is afraid because the child will always look so foreign. Now, he's adopting a child that is from Korea, but he himself is an Iranian-American, and this book was written in 2006, so I would think that he would be aware of his own foreignness. I'm referring to the Middle Eastern stereotyping that has been going on for more than the last 5 years, but definitely more in the news within the last 5 years. Sammy subtly refers to the September 11th bombing in the first paragraph on page 92. He says, "It's easy to do harm in this world, but so hard to do good, it seems to me. Easy to bomb a building to smithereens, but hard to build one. Easy to damage a child, but hard to fix one who has problems." This is one thing that I wanted to discuss in class tomorrow, is how the book treats ethnicity and nationality as excitingly strange, but not necessarily scarily strange, which I think is a lacking in this book. What do other people think about this? I wonder about the treatment of racism in this book and how the fact that Korean children with non-Korean parents doesn't really seem to be a problem other than that the children are foreign. It's unclear to me why Ann Tyler has chosen Korea as the country that the babies come from and Iran as the country where the Yazdans come from. But every once in a while she does address fears that are inherent in racism. On page 93, Sammy is thinking to himself, "In the last few weeks before Susan arrived, he dreamed almost nightly that their baby was some sort of monster, once a lizardy creature and once a normal human but with evil vertical pupils like a goat's." Is this the fear of the unknown or a specific racial fear? I like the subtlety of this scene, but I don't feel that it goes deep enough. It could still be subtle while exploring further the relationship between Sammy and his mother, and what Sammy thinks of Ziba, and what Sammy thinks of adopting a child from another country. This is one of the only scenes in the book where we get to see into what Sammy is thinking, and I think that that's a real lacking. We see deeply into the thoughts of Dave and Miriam later in the book, but we never get to see what many other characters are thinking. I don't understand why for the first two-thirds of the book we are presented with the problems and troubles and thoughts of people who have adopted a child, but then we go into Miriam and Dave's relationship. I know that both of these strands are picking away at something to do with digging to America, with assuming a multicultural identity, but I am not sure that I get the point from Ann Tyler, and I hope that we can discuss this tomorrow in class. One final thing, the clear sculptedness of this conversation bothers me, that I was able to break it easily into 5 points and 5 understandings of those points that Miriam replied with. And I think that there's a problem when it doesn't sound like people talking, that this book is just a little bit too tender and a little bit too touching for me. I, again, look forward to discussing this in class.